From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Greetings, and here's a good question. What does transparency really mean for leaders? Transparency. It doesn't mean I can see right through you. Here's my definition. Transparency is an awareness of stakeholders and an instinctive bias for keeping them informed. Now, what do I mean by stakeholders? Those are all the people who are affected by the decisions we make as leaders. That could be the people above us, the people who work beside us, the people who report to us, and of course, our customers, the people we serve. Transparent leaders have a bias for sharing the what and the why of things, explaining processes and decisions, especially if they are tough decisions that involve ethical calls. And they provide insights into their personal reactions and reflections. Transparent leaders are emotionally intelligent. They have an inclination towards seeing the world through the eyes of others. Here's what it doesn't mean to be transparent. It doesn't mean you impose your worldview from politics to religion to musical preferences on other people. You have to make sure that there's a difference between sharing some things and seeming as though you are setting policy. It doesn't mean that you swear at people at the drop of a hat because, hey, you're just being authentic and that's who you are. Isn't that transparent? No. And it doesn't mean announcing all of your hopes and fears and likes and dislikes because, frankly, you need to be strategic. People are going to say, ooh, that was too much information, boss. And it definitely doesn't mean trafficking in confidential information, like personnel files of the people who work for you. Some leaders make the mistake of thinking that transparency begins and ends with saying, I have an open door policy. That is short-sighted and self-serving. Open door policies work only when the boss really means it, the boss responds positively to people who come in the door, and the boss has created a climate where fear doesn't exist. Because in a toxic climate, people wouldn't dream of going through that open door. And the real crime is that the boss then says, hey, I've got an open door policy. Nobody comes in. They must be happy. In the absence of complaints, things are fine. There are other reasons people don't necessarily interact with you through that open door. They may be introverts, much more comfortable responding to a conversation than initiating it. They may have grown up in a family where they were told, let your work speak for itself. And so going in to talk to the boss may seem self-promotional to them. Or they may have been stopped by their own immediate supervisor from talking to anybody at a higher level without permission. That's why the old phrase, management by walking around, is still relevant in the digital age. Leave your office. Go on listening tours. You can't empathize with people you don't know. You can't know your customers if you don't interact with them. You can't provide answers if you don't know the questions that are on people's minds. And in addition to the personal touch, both with employees and with customers, managers today often use the digital world. Inside the company, it could be an intranet in which you post your regular updates to people, maybe even videos, and you're candid and creative. You automatically think of the FAQ format, the frequently asked question format, when you're contemplating some kind of change or there's news in the organization. You say, what are the questions most likely to be asked? And you can begin to anticipate those and put the answers down in writing, in a memo, in something you publish internally or even externally to your customers. So what does it really mean to be transparent? It doesn't mean you're always an open book. Some information is so strategic, competitive, or legally protected that it can't or shouldn't be broadcast to your staff or the general public. But when it comes to process, priorities, and people, well, think of the values that guide you. And if integrity is among them, and I pray it is, then know that when you stack up all the building blocks of integrity, there at the foundation, you'll always find transparency. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jill Geisler.